Greetings, everybody. This month on the CIO podcast, we have Kevin Krawczyk, our very own project manager from the PMO office, joining us to talk about the Teams implementation project. Now, we're going to start off the conversation with Jeff's experience a couple years ago, 3-4 years ago, on when he first came to campus, on what he thought about the phone system, as well as what he was hearing from some of our campus customers in regards to the current phone system. Then we'll talk to Kevin about the timeline of the project, as well as some of the new features that are going to be rolling out, and as well as some highlights of what the TAP program and things like that are. Stay tuned. Hopefully you enjoy. And like I said, if you have any suggestions for us for future podcasts, email me directly at tom.george@uta.edu. Without further ado, let's start the show. Greetings, everybody, to the second CIO podcast. This is episode number 2. And on this call, or this month, we actually have Kevin Krawczyk. Kevin, did I say your last name right?
You did.
Okay, perfect. Yes. And then we also obviously have Jeff. Jeff's our the lead on this one. He's the host. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
Doing pretty good. How about you, Kevin?
Good, thank you.
I'm fresh from Moe's, so if I go to sleep at the University Center, that's because I've been eating.
We're going to do our best to entertain you today, Jeff, so we'll keep you up. Don't worry.
You have a lot of energy, yes.
Right, right. So so this time, we're actually going to be talking to Kevin about the new Teams phone rollout. Really exciting topic. Everybody's really excited about this project, and so we'll be able to get some insider information on this one. But my first question is going to go to Mr. Jeffrey Naylor. Jeff, you've been here for what, 3 years now, right? Close to?
Right at 4 years.
Oh, right at 4 years. Okay. So tell me about your experience when you first got here, when you saw the old phone system or the current phone system. What were your thoughts about that one?
So my first experience was I don't know how to use it because I got a message. I went to retrieve my message, and so I called up the help desk and said, how do I get my messages? They said, well, you key in your passcode, and here's your passcode. So I hung up, and I picked up the phone, and I keyed in my passcode. It still didn't work.
Yeah.
And then I called back, and they said, oh, well, you have to press the message button first.
Right.
So I'm technically challenged, I guess, is what I would say along those lines. But so my first experience was, how old is this phone? And it wasn't Avaya, so I recognized Avaya, but I also been told it'd been on Nortel. And, you know, the phone system itself was described to me as being from the 80s. I don't know if that's really true or not, but it was at least 20 years old.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know, I had the same experience when I first got here. I could not check my messages for nothing. I think it took, like, 2 resets. Then Maria had to jump on the call, troubleshoot me through the whole thing. It was nuts.
So it's like, what was the movie about the comedy where the Rebel Wilson grabs a phone off the wall and runs, and it jerks her back with the cord. She goes, this is an old person's phone. That was what I felt like.
I'm just surprised you're watching Rebel Wilson movies.
With my daughter. She's funny.
Nice, nice. Well, I mean, so obviously that was your experience, and we're doing this new phone or Teams rollout for the new Teams phones. What were you hearing from our campus customers that really made you stop and think, like, hey, you know, we got to do something about this, and we got to upgrade this phone system?
Well, there are lots of parts to that, and I think the main thing, though, is dissatisfaction with the phone system, to the point where people were not willing to pay what it took to run the phone system. And so we have, I really don't know how many of our normal, what I would consider phone system users, really just gave up and said, we don't want this phone, I'll just use my own personal phone, or I'll put something else in. But yeah, a lot of dissatisfaction.
Right, okay. So Kevin's been here for what? Kevin, a little over a year and a half now?
A little over a year and a half.
So Kevin actually started, I think, like a month after I did. So,
I did, yes.
Yeah, so we were all in the same kind of training class, kind of whatever. But as soon as Kevin got on board, they just gave him a whole bunch of stuff to do. Is
they
that
did.
Correct?
Yes.
So one of the items that are on his agenda has to do with this Teams phone rollout. So Kevin, when you got here, how did that whole like transition happen to you? How did they bring you into the fold?
So this was my first project assigned to me at UTA.
Jeez, big one.
And he's still on it.
And I'm still at it. And we actually were going in a different direction in the beginning. But as we got further and further down the evaluation process, we realized that the direction we were going may not be the best for the UTA campus and environment. So we stopped, we paused, looked at all options, and then Microsoft came to us and said, we have a solution for this. You can use Microsoft Teams as your calling platform. That was great. They gave us a lot of information, but the problem was it's not readily tested and available throughout the United States, meaning we would be one of the first programs to actually use this platform.
Right. And that kind of dovetails into the next question as well, too. So maybe you can speak to both of them. But we were one of the first higher learning education universities that are actually using Teams Phone. Is that correct?
Correct. So we speak monthly with another one of the universities in the United States, and that is Northeastern. And they have several campuses across the U.S., but we collaborate, bring up our ideas to Microsoft, bring up any issues we have. And Microsoft has been very receptive in helping us fix those issues because they obviously want this to be successful.
Right. Yeah, the Teams calls, I just like the fact that everything is integrated. You know what I mean, Jeff? Like the telephone, the messaging, the sharing of files, it's all in one application.
Yes, and the next step is to get rid of email.
Well, I think everybody that are listening to this conversation probably just gasped. I don't know.
I would love to get rid of email.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I don't like email.
Just kind of give us an idea of what your inbox currently looks like. How many emails are in there?
I don't have the right stats on it, but I have 14,762 unread messages, I'm sure, something like that.
I think some of those are mine.
So. They are, yeah. And I categorize them. Tom, don't read. No, but it really is difficult for me, anyway, to have to answer the old phone. I look at the red light, see if I got a message. I do know how to retrieve my messages now. I have to go through emails and have to prioritize because I get so many. About half of them are junk. But my average, probably 350 to 400 emails a day. So even if I have to go through and just say junk,
right?
You know, it's still a decision your brain has to make.
Right.
And I would prefer not to have to do that. So using Teams, and I'm not going to talk long on this, it is a unified communications platform. It has chat, it has, you know, the ability to do video, it has the ability, you know, of course, to do phone, use it as a phone system, all that. And I met with the student government last night and delivered, an update on some of our key projects, this being one of them. And I asked, how many of you are now using Teams? There's probably 40 students in the room representing different student organizations. At least two-thirds of them raised their hands. And I had one young person go, oh, did you know that I can actually call on Teams?
Jeez, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I was going, yes, I'm glad you said that. So I'm going to leave it there, but it's exciting to see this coming around and now getting wide acceptance.
Nice. Kevin, since we're so new to this product, and like you said, Microsoft just kind of told you guys, when you guys were looking at something else, like, hey, Microsoft Teams actually does phone calling. Would you be interested in hearing about that? So what kind of support or vendor support is really available right now, currently, since we're so new to it?
So, Tom, I think there's a couple things to remember here as well. Our phones were very old, but the infrastructure that supports them was very old.
Yeah.
So we've engaged a new service provider. We've engaged new hardware providers. And since this technology is honestly the forefront in the future, they are very committed to its success. So we have weekly meetings with all of our vendors. They come on site when we need them to. They put the highest level on our problem resolution tickets. So overall, it has been a very good experience, and we hope this continues once the rollout is finished going forward.
Let's talk about soft phones.
Yes.
Does that exist? Because in the previous organization I was in, we didn't have those clunky things that we call phones that are currently sitting on our desk. You know what I mean? We only had the soft phone, and we could take it everywhere, anywhere. Let's talk about soft phones. When is that coming out? Is that going to come out?
So you can actually have a soft phone as part of your Teams calling going forward. What that means
rejoice.
Is...
Rejoice. God.
What that means is you do not have to have a phone on your desk. We're going to speak with department leadership and management and develop a plan going forward for replacing these units, get their input, and some may want to prefer to have a soft phone, meaning headsets on their computer or desktop or laptop, or a physical phone themselves. So yeah, there will be options there for that, yes.
So have we already started to hear some responses on, hey, I'd rather have a soft phone, or I'd rather have a hard phone? Do you guys have any kind of metrics on that yet?
We have not started our campus surveys yet, but we're expecting a pretty close to 50-50 split just on some of the feedback we've got so far.
Yeah, it could probably also be generational, I would imagine, right?
It's a possibility, yes.
Yeah. So, Jeff, have you ever been
on... I'm one of those generations. You're talking about. Is that what you're saying?
Any experience with cell phones? Do you just prefer the hard phone? Is that
what it is? No. I don't even use my hard phone unless I just have to check messages.
So... That's a good thing, but also a bad thing, because now we have no more excuse in saying, hey, I can't check my telephone, my messages anymore, because they're going to come with us. So.
Remember, messages will also get delivered into your dreaded email account. So it will notify you everywhere it can. And if you're, like, even if you're in chat in this, it will tell you, hey, you know, somebody tried to chat with you and deliver your message in email. So lots of good ways that it just keeps prompting you and reminding
you. Right. Yes. And just so you guys know, you can actually turn off that notifications if you don't want that extra email coming to your mailbox.
I'm old. I need that.
All right, cool. So one more thing. I mean, the TAP program.
Yes.
So just to kind of give you an idea of something, about 2 weeks ago, my manager, Stacey Frazier, you know her, right?
Stacey? I do.
Yeah. She came and asked me, she was like, hey, what does TAP mean? And I gave her some answer, thinking I knew what the answer was, and it was just whatever. I like to say things until something sticks, and it's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But then I actually got an idea of what the actual TAP program is. Can you tell me what exactly that means, and for the other people that are also seeing TAP in the corner of their screen?
Sure. So the TAP program is the Technology Adoption Program from Microsoft.
Acronym. Okay, nice. That makes sense.
It is an invite-only program, which allows the organization or institution to beta test updates and products from Microsoft. So as they saw that we are moving forward with the Teams calling platform, they approached us, invited us into the program, and it gives us a little bit extra support from Microsoft, and it actually lets us see some of the products far ahead of time before they're released to the general public.
Right.
So, again, it's a benefit for us.
Yeah, and they don't even tell us when new feature is going to be released, right?
Correct.
Because one day I came in, and there was emojis. The day before, there was no emojis. And I was like, man, this is interesting how they're constantly evolving and making changes on the fly. And does that have to do with the TAP?
It does, yes. It's gotcha. How they release. There's release notes if you go to the Microsoft portal website, and you can see all the good information. But they really want us to beta test for us, so that's why they do it.
Nice.
Actually, I thought TAP came from the legal department next door to you, that they were tapping on the wall.
Actually, that we already have a code for that. So the young lady, I think her name is Kathleen, one of the assistant lawyers. I told her, I was like, if I ever get too loud, just give me a couple taps. So it's a tap, 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 and tap, and that's when I'd be quiet. So Jeff, the question for you now, with the new Teams implementation, Teams rollout, with the Teams phones coming on, where does that fall in line with your communication strategy for OIT and also for the campus?
Well, it's not just a communication strategy. Obviously, we've got to communicate it because it's difficult to get out to everybody. I had a lot of people tell me, a lot of the students last night saying, well, we got this new feature and I didn't even know it was coming. You know, we send out notifications. It's hard to communicate and get everybody just at the right spot at the right time so they know what's coming. But obviously, it is part of our communication strategy. Kevin mentioned that we had infrastructure to put in place first. So, you know, we had to start with, first we had our wired network, which was also 10, 15, 20 years old in many pieces. That allowed us to now start looking at things like this product. So we had in our wired infrastructure about a $4 million year plus upgrade to our network infrastructure. Fortunately, Teams rides right on top of our licensing from Microsoft, so it's really whatever's in the A5 license we get, so it made it very cost attractive to us. The next thing people will start hearing about is our wireless upgrade coming shortly, which will probably be in the next podcast.
Right.
So that was a preamble for the next one.
Right. So yeah, that's I'm like I said, it's just really exciting to me that we're being, you know, so like we're thinking very ahead of time, you know what I mean? Like, everything is in one. We don't have to do multiple things, multiple applications. And I think we're saving money overall as well, too, if I'm right.
There will be some savings down the line, yes.
Okay, cool. Final question for you, Kevin. What's the timeline look like? When is everybody going to switch? When are we going to get rid of our prehistoric hard telephones?
Yeah, Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin, tell us.
So with products like this that are so new, it's probably easier to work from the end to the beginning.
Okay.
So we've committed to having all the endpoints on campus replaced via soft, whether it be soft phone or a standard desktop phone, by the December of 2020.
So next year.
Yeah, next year. Yes. So that's the entire campus. That is when we are looking to have those all replaced.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the process of firming up our rollout schedule, we are in the process of making sure that the phones act like they should when we roll them out.
Right.
A significant amount of testing. So we should start putting phones on campus very, very shortly.
Right.
And
how many phones are we replacing?
At this point, we have a number somewhere roughly around 5,800.
It's a good amount of phones. And it's all the phones that you guys kind of released in the show and tell?
Yes.
There's like two or three of them. Really mm-hmm. slick, color screens, touch screen, real nice. People are going to really like it. For the people that still want the desk phone, obviously. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, then you get the soft phone with the headset.
You got it.
Yeah, so it's going to be pretty cool. Jeff, is there any other questions that we have for young Kevin over here?
No, I'm going to... last week we talked about leeway, so this week it'll be Kevin. Kevin! Kevin! Kevin!
Yeah, let's celebrate Kevin. Every time we see him, we're gonna do the Kevin chat. So.
Yeah, there you go.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you for another episode here. So, again, we're going to keep the train going on this. We'll probably have another episode at some point next month. We're still figuring out the details of that one, but until then, goodbye.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Good job, Kevin.